I'm Morgan. Rocky Morgan, private investigator. It was a warm day in New York City. I was in the West Side apartment, investigating the charms of a girl named June Travis. Street and number? Oh, no. You don't give things like that away.
Oh, Rocky.
You see what I mean?
It was such a nice surprise, you coming over to see me this afternoon.
Yeah, well, you promised to teach me how to play chess, remember?
Are you sorry I couldn't find the chessboard?
Honey, I was the one who hid it. Things went along in that happy little way until 4 o'clock.
Oh, do you have to leave?
Yeah, honey. Appointment at my office.
Will I see you soon?
Very, yeah. Good. I'll call you.
Good. But before you leave, put this in your pocket to remember me by.
Well, you know something? I'll have to get some asbestos lining for my pockets.
Goodbye for now, Rocky.
I said so long and left. Across the street, a kid being manhandled by a big ape.
Help me! Someone help me!
Get in!
A snatch job. A snatch job in broad daylight.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Kidnappers.
I got a good look at the car that had been used in the kidnapping. It was a dark blue sedan, new model. License number 345269, New Jersey plates. Also, I'd recognized the guy who'd pulled the kid into the car. He was Mike Sampson, strong arm for Willie Baylor. And Willie? He was a racketeer and owner of the nightclub, The Pink Sandal. First move, a visit to police headquarters and a cop I was friendly with. The car had been stolen from Jersey City that morning. Later, a visit to a city press room, look at a fresh newspaper. Headline, Peter Van Dyne Jr., aged 13, kidnapped. Van Dyne. A name synonymous with Long Island Estates, the 400, the Big Dough. Of course, I should have spilled what I know to the cops, but I don't always do what I'm supposed to do. The Pink Sandal, chromium, pastel shades, fake leopard skin, weak lighting, you know. Willie Baylor has an office in the rear of the joint. A hostess does most of his work for him, a brassy ex-stage actress in her 40s.
Well, we're honored, Mr. Morgan.
Hello, Nellie.
Been a long time since you've graced our establishment. Anything I can do to make sure you have a good time?
Yeah, you can sit down and have a drink with me.
You want me to have a drink with you?
Mm-hmm.
Old Ironsides? How about one of the young ladies?
I didn't come here to play post office, Nellie.
No?
Oh. Here, help yourself to the scotch.
Well, what do you know? The drink waiter gave you the good stuff.
Yeah.
Pour one for you?
Yeah, thanks.
Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Well, here's to your bread and butter, Rocky. The divorce business.
Well, I don't handle divorces anymore, Nellie.
I thought that was all that you private detectives did.
Well, only when there's nothing better offering. Which reminds me. As to, Mike Sampson. What's the matter, Nellie? Won't you drink to Mike, hmm? After all, he's one of Willie Baylor's big happy family, isn't he?
Mike Sampson's a funny guy for you to be toasting.
Yeah. Ordinarily, I wouldn't give Mike a thought, but, something came up this afternoon.
Yeah?
You're not drinking, Nellie.
Oh. Skull.
Skull. Getting back to Mike. Where is he?
Why?
Well, I'd like to have a talk with him.
About what?
That's between Mike and me.
Then why bother me with it?
Because you're a trusted member of Willie Baylor's organization. One of Willie's men so much as sneezes, you know about it.
If you're here on business, why don't you come to the point?
I want to see Mike. Lots of people want to see other people, but they don't always give reasons.
Well, I don't have any idea where Mike might be. Thanks for the drink, Rocky.
She circulated amongst the tables and didn't give me another glance, which meant nothing because Nellie Adams was born with a poker face. An hour passed, and then another lady came over to my table.
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Mara.
How nice.
Do you mind?
No, not at all. Sit beside me.
Thank you.
A drink?
No, not just now. Let's get acquainted first, shall we?
I'm Rocky.
Just Rocky?
Just Mara.
King.
Morgan.
Morgan. Rocky Morgan. Not the man who follows people.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly pick them.
What's your angle, sweetheart?
Angle?
You didn't come over here to read my palm.
You should never ask a girl questions like that.
Well, I'm curious.
Perhaps I'm just one of the girls who work here.
Oh, no, I don't.
Why not?
Too much class.
Thank you.
Why'd you come over to my table?
Would you believe it if I told you I was attracted to you?
You know, dames like you don't have to go walking over to guys' tables.
How else was I going to get acquainted with you?
Look, my nose is busted in two places. I got a scar across my chin. My eyes are always bloodshot.
Your face is delightfully beaten up. You've got character.
You mean you're a character?
I say what I think, do what I like, and I always act on impulse.
You know, that must get you into a lot of trouble.
It also gets me quite a lot of fun. And I'm at a loose end tonight, by the way.
Is that a fact?
We could go places if you like.
Well, that sounds good.
Fine.
But let's keep it for some other time.
That may not work. You can't keep a woman like me on ice. I don't know where I'll be from one day to the next. You may never see me again if you don't see me tonight.
Well, that'll break my heart, but I'll try to be brave.
You know, you'll give me an inferiority complex.
Oh, that's something you'll never suffer from. How about letting me have your address and phone number?
I don't think so. Well, it's been very pleasant talking to you, Rocky. Perhaps I'll see you again. Perhaps not. Goodbye.
Bye. I watched her as she went to the check room, got a mink, and did a slow rumble through the door. Wasn't long before I had another visitor at my table.
Aloha, Rocky.
Willie Baylor. A big guy in a nice-fitting dinner jacket. An ex-stevedore who'd come up in the world.
I got a real surprise. Pleasant when I saw you sitting here.
Well, didn't Nellie tip you that I was around?
Why should Nellie do that?
Oh, because I was asking questions about Mike Sampson.
Mike? Oh, I didn't know that you and Mike were friendly.
The King Cobra is higher up on my list of friends than Mike Sampson is.
Oh, look, what's this all about, Rocky?
You know, that's a beautiful look of innocence on your pan, Willie. You should have been an actor.
I don't even begin to get what's on your mind.
I saw Mike getting into a car this afternoon.
You so?
A big blue sedan.
Well, I repeat, so?
So I checked. It was a stolen car.
Oh, are you saying that Mike Sampson stole himself
a
car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's still got nothing to do with
me. It's got plenty to do with you, Willie.
It could be that I am ignorant.
Then I'll get to my side of it before you strain that head of yours too much. Business hasn't been too good for me lately.
I commiserate. That's too bad.
I need dough. About 2,000. I figured maybe you could let me have it, Willie.
Oh, I ain't a loan shark, Rocky.
Oh, this wouldn't be a loan.
I think you better make this a little bit clearer.
Sure. You're worried about what I know, Willie. But if you give me 2 G's, you can stop worrying.
But why should I be worried? There's nothing you can do to hurt me.
Well, I could go to the cops.
With what?
The name of the reluctant passenger in the car that Mike Sampson borrowed.
You know, you're talking some kind of a foreign language, fella.
Well, I'll put it in low English. The Van Dyne kid was snatched by Mike Sampson on your orders.
What? Oh, come now, who's gonna believe that?
I saw it happen. If I tell the cops, they'll start digging. You know, I don't think you rate very high on the police department's popularity, Paul.
Oh, do you?
No, but I didn't kidnap the Van Dyne kid.
I didn't either. Oh, I know you did, Willie.
With what I know, I want 2,000. 2,000 in cash by silence.
I know of cheaper ways to get silence, Rocky.
That's a threat.
I don't have to go around threatening small-time private operators. I got nothing to be afraid of.
Look, Willie, 2 grand is nothing. You could add it to what you're asking the Van Dynes for the kid.
Oh, you're not as smart as you think you are, Rocky. Now, you're fishing. If I said, okay, I'll give you 2,000, then you'd know I was behind the kidnapping. And I'm not going to give you one lousy little dollar.
We still figure you're behind it.
Well, now, you can think what you like.
I got to work on you, Willie. You were right when you said I was fishing. As for taking any of your dirty money, I'd rather jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Maybe it could be arranged for you to get pushed off. I'll be seeing you around, Rocky.
He gave me a little mocking bow and left. I paid my bill, went outside to the parking lot. I fished in my pockets for my car keys and found them. And I saw the shadow that moved from behind my car. Suddenly the shadow was a man, arm lifted high. I caught a glint of steel coming down and I pulled back. And I cut my coat. Before the guy could bring it up again, I kicked.
Yahoo!
He bent over, sticking out his chin, and I accepted the invitation. He lay on his stomach. I turned him over with my foot. I recognized him. He was a small shot hood named Saul Marco. He worked for Willie Baylor.
In just a moment, we return to our story, The Kidnappers.
I left my friend with a knife where he lay, got into my car, and went home. I was walking towards my apartment door, and... Who's there?
Just me, Rocky. I almost went to sleep waiting for you.
Hello, Myra.
Aren't you surprised?
Nothing that you did would surprise me, honey.
But I surprise myself. Usually I run after a man for only a very short distance. The rest of the time, he does the chasing.
Does he have a hard job catching you?
Sometimes I'm a very slow runner.
When that Paris model, you're lucky you can walk.
Are you going to point that gun in my direction all night?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Going to invite me in?
Sure. After you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very comfortable.
You want me to take your coat, or aren't you staying long?
Just in case I decide to linger. You'd better take my coat.
All righty. Nice mink.
A birthday present from a tired businessman.
Tired?
He chased and never caught me. Oh, a radiogram. Can I use your record player?
Yeah, help yourself. It's already loaded. Just switch it on.
Dance me around, Rocky.
Sure.
Ooh, this is nice.
Nicer than mink?
Uh-huh.
And just like mink, you can toss me aside whenever you want to.
How do you know I'm not thinking of a more permanent arrangement?
Well, that'll be like stamp collecting with only one stamp.
You don't have a very high opinion of me, do you?
I think you're terrific.
Then, let's stop wasting time, Rocky.
Yeah, let's.
Rocky.
Yeah?
Oh, that's right. We don't need background music, do we? In fact, we don't need anything.
I think we both need a drink.
All right. I'd love one.
The ice cube's in the kitchen. I'll make them in there, all right?
All right, Rocky.
Well, there we are, Mara. Full of surprises, aren't you?
You'll get an even bigger surprise if you decide I don't know how to use this gun. You'd better have both those drinks yourself.
Yeah. Well, here's to double-crossing little dames. And now here's to your rotten boss, Willie Baylor.
Guessed it, eh?
It's obvious. What now?
Turn around. And turn around carefully.
Carefully. Like this?
That'll do. Now, staying as you are, lift the gun from your shoulder holster and drop it into that chair in front of you. If you try to turn around before you're rid of the gun, I'll use this one.
I have no doubt you would. All right, I'll play it your way. There you are.
Fine.
Now?
Turn around and look at me. Think of Nellie Adams at the club. Do you notice a slight resemblance?
You're...
I'm Nellie's daughter.
How much of a cut do you get out of the kidnapping?
A fair one.
When do you use that gun?
I don't, unless you force me to. You see, Willie Baylor has other plans for you, Rocky. A car is waiting down the street with Mike Sampson at the wheel.
Where are we going?
To a bungalow in South Jersey, a place called Willow Lake. Let's get started, shall we?
Hello, Rocky.
Hi, Mike.
Did you frisky Mara?
His gun's upstairs.
Good.
Get in, Rocky.
Sure.
Over to the other side so you can't reach my gun.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No tricks, Rocky. I've got orders to take no chances with you. One move that looks wrong and I'll press this trigger and I'll keep pressing.
All right, I'll be a good boy.
Let's get moving, Mike.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, The Kidnappers.
So, Willow Lake is where you took the Van Dyne kid, eh, Mike?
Yeah, that's right, Rocky.
What's it gonna be for me? A pair of cement overshoes?
That's up to Willie.
He's waiting for you, Rocky. You know, you fiddle around with the wrong guy when you picked on Willie Baylor.
It's a shame. I was starting to like you, Rocky.
Yeah, I'll bet you keep pet snakes.
I wonder if you'll think of something smart to say when Willie Baylor starts working on you.
You know, maybe you people and Willie Baylor are outsmarting yourselves. Maybe I left a letter for the cops in case something happens to me.
Listen to him, Mara. He's got his back against the wall. He's looking for a way out.
But there is no way out. Why don't you admit that to yourself, Rocky? You've walked into a dead end.
Here we are, end of the line.
We pulled up near a small bungalow that was all by itself off a dirt road. There was a sports car in front of the bungalow. Willie Baylor's car.
Out you come, Rocky.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Start walking.
Sure.
Go on in, Rocky.
There was a table, a few chairs in the room, cards, a bottle of whiskey, a couple of glasses, and an oil lamp on the table, and Willie Baylor, grinning.
Nice work, Myra.
He was easy.
I told you I had ways to get the silence, Rocky. So Marco missed with his knife, but I still had my whole card. Myra.
Yeah, the Queen of Hearts.
I might get an even better card.
Here's a sample of what you're gonna get.
Why, trying to fight back, Rocky, and you got a smack behind the ear with this gun.
Hit him again, Willie.
You better go, Myra.
But I want to watch. Oh, look, let me watch, Willie.
Nice girl you got there.
Blow, take my car. The key's in the ignition.
But, Willie...
You did your job, now go.
Oh, all right. But I don't see why I can't stay around.
She didn't like leaving. You know, you made a real hit with her, Rocky.
Where's the Van Dyne kid?
In the next room. And he's going to stay there till his old man coughs up $50,000.
There goes Mara.
Yeah. And now, here I go again. Hold your gun on me, Mike.
Go to work on him, Willie. Do a real good job.
Here it comes, Rocky.
I moved back as he swung, hit the table hard, rolled on the floor.
Hey, the lamp, it's gone out.
I shook my right arm. A fat little gun slid into my palm. A gun I'd grabbed at the apartment.
Light the other lamp, Mike. So we are, Rocky, or you'll get worse than I had planned for you. Here's the lamp. I got a match.
Thanks for the target.
Now it's just you and me, Willie.
I'll get you.
I rolled. The slugs whipped splinters into my face. I got up, lit a match. Mike and Willie were finished. I went to the door of the other room and kicked. I lit another match.
Don't.
That's.
Don't come near me.
It's all right, kid. It's all right.
But those shots. Who are you?
I'm a friend, sonny. I came here to take you back to your parents. First, we've got some fast driving to do. Would you like that? There was only one highway that Mara could use. I kept my foot down on the accelerator and caught up to the sports car in 20 minutes. I pulled alongside. She turned and saw me.
Rocky.
She twisted the wheel... Then the sports car hit the curb, went out of control. There was a steel post in the way. All right, Mara, come on out.
Oh, my face! The windshield! My face!
Yeah. Now, there's a job for a plastic surgeon. Was the next day. I was in June Travis' apartment across the street from where it all started. On the coffee table was a newspaper. My ugly pan was on the front page. There were even some nice words that the cops had said about me. In my pockets was a slip of paper on which were nicer words. It was a check signed by Peter Van Dyne, Sr. And to top it all, beside me on the couch was June. You know, I can't think of a nicer way to end the story.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, The Kidnappers. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's story. Join us again next week when we shall hear another exciting experience. Moments of danger and mystery in people's lives in our dramatic stories of Peril.